Eyes are for the birds.
You good?
Yeah.
Well, talk to us a little bit about that. That's four straight league ties.
Yeah. I think it shows the quality of the league, the parity in the league. And you know, I think it also shows the character and the guts of our guys. Trying to think back, but is that four where we've come from behind to pull even? So, yeah, I mean, we were a little concerned about the way things went the first half. We just thought the game was played at too slow of a pace. Even in the second half, we started off good, then they took the game over a little bit. But then I thought the last 30 minutes, I thought the guys really did well, and a couple of changes helped. But, you know, I was really, really proud of the way we pulled back in those last 20 minutes or so. And you know, scoring the goal, obviously, and Barkley with a little combination with Parker had a good opportunity, and Charles, when it got in down the right and smacked it, was a good opportunity as well. So just real happy with how the guys responded to an otherwise average performance in the beginning.
Yeah, and you talked about those changes making such a strong impact. You always seem to be able to reach in your bag of tricks, bring on an impact sub who immediately is going to make an impact on the game, change the course a little bit. It was Rankin tonight. What's your strategy going in every game? Do you kind of have somebody in mind you know is going to come in, change the game, or just kind of play it by ear?
We have a feeling for what guys can do in certain parts of the game, and that's just a matter of assessing what's going on and what the game looks like and where might you be able to impact it. And we got lucky again, you know, Charles was impactful. Mike Ambersley was impactful, just helping settle the game down. So, and a couple of switches where we moved some guys positionally. I thought Jamil kind of dented them a little bit when we put him up front on the left, that allowed him to create some 1v1 situations as well. So all those factors help spread a defense out and makes them concerned about different parts of the field. When that happens, then it allows you know, some of the individuals like Charles they're really gifted individually on the ball, gives them a little bit more room.
Seems like every time you bring Rankin in, he's like instant offense, or instantly makes something happen.
So Charles has a lot of gifts. He's got a lot of attacking gifts, and he's got physical gifts to boot. I mean, he's blessed with great physical characteristics and his speed and his shiftiness and all that kind of stuff. And he's fighting. He's wanting more time. He's wanting more playing time. But right now his niche is coming in and impacting the game when the legs are tired from the other team, and that our guys are in the mode of, all right, let's play ball wide for Charles' feet and let him go at it. If we play him a little bit earlier right now, I don't know that he has the same effect or the same impact, because I don't know that the guys are prepared to start slotting balls wide for him. But what we're injecting him now is the right spot for him, and could be at some point here in the near future. Maybe he gets a start and see what happens. But right now, those last 20 minutes, he owns.
Rain delay against Louisville. You guys had the lead. Then Louisville comes back with a little bit of energy with the rain delay. How do you think the rain delay helped you guys tonight? What was said in the locker room?
Yeah, it was just the opposite. You know, it allowed us to have some momentum, change the momentum. They had some momentum, allowed us to get it changed, get ourselves reorganized, gave the guys some time to just think about what was going on and how they were going to get about it and think about the disappointment of our performance in the first half, and then they changed things in a second. So it just allowed us the opportunity to change things, and that's why in the game in soccer there's no timeouts, because you know you gotta change it on the fly, you gotta switch momentum on the fly, and we were fortunate to get the break with the delay.
So how does this team get over the hump and get back on the winning side of the score sheet?
You know, I think that we're doing really well. I think that when we see, and we meaning everybody, the crowd, myself, the staff, you guys, when we see the whole team come together again, I think we'll see what fight and determination that we've had to go through over the last 6 or 7 weeks, when it culminates itself with having a full roster and all the players that we want to be on the field at one time, I think we'll see a difference. And it was just going to take healthy bodies.
And today was kind of like piecemeal, a lot of guys today.
A lot of head scratching going on Wednesday and Thursday. But yeah, just, you know, really, really happy that the guys were able to find their way through it. Keeps us hanging in there. You know, sure, we'd all like to win. It's not easy. It's not easy to go out and score 2 or 3 goals against good teams. And Harrisburg was a very good team. Great game plan for coming in here and playing on the road and slowed the game down. Very good players, super, super organized, and just makes it difficult for you to score goals. And you know, that was the way we got it done tonight. And you know, it's hard, like Lynch, you know, we've seen him create chances and score goals and all that, and he was neutralized tonight. Their two center backs did a really good job against them. But we found another way to score tonight, so it was good.
And speaking of not easy, you got a big challenge, big test coming up on Tuesday. How are you feeling going in against Sporting KC?
Yeah, we'll assess the damage here and see how banged up we are, and then we'll ask the guys to perform one more time, just one game at a time, and we'll see how we do on Tuesday night.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you, guys.
Now, great performance out there tonight. You were tested early and often. What was your mentality coming into tonight?
No, just try to stay switched on from the first whistle, and unfortunately we gave up a goal, but we bounced back well, and I thought I did a good job of keeping the team in the game.
Off the playoff opponent then right before halftime, did you even have a chance to react on that, or were you just like right on you?
Just kind of stuck a leg out, and thankfully it went off the inside of my thigh and went away from the goal. So lucked out a little bit, but I put myself in a good spot to make the save.
And kind of it's almost the same thing right after the rain delay. They had another chance for you from close range.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good hit. It was a comfortable height for me to make the save.
So what was the mood of the locker room once you guys went into that rain delay? Because you definitely came out a team reborn almost with a lot more energy trying to make that bigger impact.
Yeah, I mean, I went in and said that we need to come out like Louisville did as us the last rain delay and really take it to them. And thankfully we did that, and we responded well to a bad first half.
What's the impact that Rankin brings when he comes into the game?
Yeah, he's very dynamic. He runs at people. He's tough to defend on the flanks, and he gets good service and he's dangerous, and yeah, he's earning time on the field.
Yeah. Seems like as soon as he comes in, things change almost right away.
Yeah, the game opens up, especially later on when defenders are tired, their legs are a little heavy, he draws fouls, he gets goals, gets good services in, so he's very dangerous.
You guys getting sick of ties?
Yeah, we need to start taking 3 points, especially at home, against teams that are around us in the table, but hopefully it'll come. We're working hard.
And Coach, we talked a little bit about this with him, some of the injuries. What's it like for you to manage, you know, a back four defensive line that you may not have seen in game time before?
Yeah, I mean, we train together every day, so it's not too different. I mean, Fink and Chad have been there for a while, so it's just filling in pieces. Unlucky that Duty got called away, but I thought Parker played great at left back, and we didn't really skip a beat.
Okay, thanks,
guys. Thanks, everybody. Talk to us about that. You know, you got the bucket, you were the Lulligan's player, the match, lone goal for St. Louis FC.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's cool that they recognize, you know, one individual performance, but the reality is it's a team effort, and the bucket shooter, they go to the whole team. Hats off to Alec, to our defenders, to everyone from the back to the front. It was a good clean match.
When Charles comes into games, what changes?
He just loves to get the ball and go at people, you know. So when he comes in the game, we know that if we get the ball wide, he's going to get it and he's going to put his head down and run. And that's a big difference. As a defender, when you go 70 minutes and you're defending and then a new guy comes in, especially a guy with pace, it's difficult to defend. So he's been good for us.
Describe the goal.
Yeah, I was actually had my head down. I was walking up, got about 20 yards from the box, and saw Charles play it short, and so I just made a run into the box, and he played a phenomenal ball again, just right to my head, and just had a good win.
It was a quick point. He played it before he had a chance to get up.
Right, so I looked up, and was like, oh, man, I got to get in the box. I did, and luckily it was right there.
It was a better header than the first one you had?
I had a little bit more power this time, but a goal's a goal for me.
Do you guys practice those short corners, or was that something they decided in the moment?
We talk about it a little bit. If it's on, play it, but we don't practice it too much. We kind of all just have our runs that we're gonna go to, and if it's short, we'll go that place, and if it's long, we'll go to the same place. So.
To you, what does this team got to do to get back on the winning side of the score sheet?
I think we just need to keep our foot on the gas. The past few games now, I think we've taken it to two teams for 15, 30-minute stretches. But, you know, around that 30-minute mark, we let down a little bit, let in a goal. And, you know, a one-goal game, one goal should win it for us. We need clean sheets, and we're not getting them right now. So.
Second half looked a lot better for you guys than the first half.
Absolutely. I think it was just a little bit more focused. We went into that halftime, talked about what we needed to do better, got on each other a little bit, and second half I just think that it was more of a team effort. We were moving the ball around, playing off each other, rather than just being individuals out there.
What did you think of Chad and Parker tonight playing on the back line?
Great, great. Chad's been great. He's got three or four games under his belt now, and honestly, he's getting better and better every game. And Parker's such a versatile player going forward and defending. I thought he did great out there.
Last few minutes were a little scary there. They seemed to come at you there.
Yeah, a little hectic. But I thought we did good to keep them out. You know, when teams just pour numbers on you the last few minutes of the game, you just got to keep them out. It doesn't matter how it looks, you just got to keep them out, and that's what we did. So.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam.